This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Big news over the weekend. Bed Bath & Beyond is closing 63 stores. Are you impacted? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Say it ain't so, everybody. Say it ain't so. Tell me that an 87-year-old woman battling prostate cancer twice didn't die on Friday. Tell me that notorious RBG did not pass. Gone too soon. Right, leftists? Oh, my gosh. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, dead. The KevinJacksonShow.com is who you're listening to. I happen to be Kevin Jackson. I get this news late Friday. I immediately post an article about it because I've been saying, you know, this woman needs to go for a while. And the Democrats were worried about it. And now they have a real reason to be worried. Now, listen, here's what I'm going to tell you. I realize that there are people who are going to miss Ruth Bader Ginsburg, 87 years old. She's an iconic leftist. And I understand. But frankly, if it weren't for her role in American politics, let's just keep it real. She'd just be another old lady who died. My great-grandmother, I mean my great-aunt, Mary, died at 107. Now, that's news. 20 years longer, she lived 20 years longer than RBG and was a stellar woman. But the only reason why you guys even know about my Aunt Mary is because I'm talking about her. We know Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and to know her is to love her, right? That's what people tell us. They say, you know, Kevin, we got to take a moment, reflect, look at all the good. We should all feel this sense of loss somehow. That's what people explain to you. You're supposed, if you're a human being, you should be able to just step back for a little bit. It, as you guys would say to me, and I know people that have, it's already happened. Kevin, put your politics aside and just mourn the loss. Okay, done. I'm sorry that some old white lady I don't know died. There. You happy? Make you feel better? Because I don't really, I'm not, look, I get all the history, I get all the other stuff. But you're not going to get out of me more about this than I should because, see, I'm not a sheep. I'm not somebody that goes, oh man, you know what, she was so iconic. They made a movie about her. What was it called? Equal Justice, I don't know. Some about men, see, getting women the right to do stuff. And I'm sure there are a lot of people who are going to sing her praises over this. And we got to go and look at her entire career. And we've got to give her all the accolades and everything. And here's what I think when I think of RBG. I think of somebody who is philosophically, ideologically different than me in every way, almost every way, and pushes an agenda that is counter to the founding of this nation. That's what I hear. That's what I see. Now, I do sympathize with anybody's death, family implications, the people that do love her, that don't have to be worried about the impact of decisions that she's made. And she was not an evil person. So, you know, there is that human aspect, but I'm not going to put it away. We all have our date with destiny. Do you believe that leftists are going to put aside their anger, their vitriol, if, say, Justice Thomas had died? You know, what do you think they say when Trumpsters die? What do you think is going to happen when Donald Trump finally passes, hopefully years from now? What do you think they're going to say? You think they're going to give some great, he's a trendsetter. He was this, and then they're going to excoriate him. History's going to try to rewrite him. Hey, let's just play that clip of the lady asked about the guy who got shot who was a Trump supporter.
I don't think I've heard of another Trump supporter being shot.
So the f-
What? He got shot. Is he alive?
I believe he died.
Tough luck. Don't be a Trump supporter in Portland.
Tough luck. Don't be a Trump supporter in Portland. You know, so the F what? He got shot. Who cares? Did he die? Oh, well. Yeah. They're going to really show a lot of sympathy when our side dies. But we're supposed to be, oh, man, I'm so sorry. Oh, I know what you're saying. Kevin, we're better than they. Yeah, we are. And I don't have to celebrate Ruth Bader Ginsburg's death in order to prove it. See, that's what we get caught up in this convention, that if I don't show enough sympathy, if I don't show enough deference or whatever, then I'm a bad person. No, I'm not a bad person. I'm a loving, caring, sensitive person that understands it all. And I grieve for her family, and I understand the implications of death. But I'm going to tell you something. It's just some old white lady that died, and I know that's going to offend some people, but that's what it is in a nutshell. It isn't to diminish her role in the eyes of other people. That's just what it was. It's like I tell people all the time when they want to get to the black community, they say, well, but the founding fathers. And I say, let me explain to you something. For little black kids growing up hard in America, you're not going to convince them to love this country by talking about old white guys in wigs. They don't care. They want to know what's going to impact them. And let me tell you what the impact has been with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The policies that she has done has devastated. The policies she's voted for have devastated the black community. Not a little bit. A lot. And if you think that I'm going to look through some, you know, rose-colored lenses at this woman at this point, I'm not. I feel for her family. We all are going to die. I understand that. And there is a part of me that says, wow, you know, whatever the legacy is of people that love and respect her, I understand it, but I don't have to buy into it. So don't expect that I will do that. I would never wish for her to be dead. I never have. I've said to myself, I don't understand these folks that want to hang on to a job for that length of time. You know, how long do you stay in office? She's 87 years old. See, it was funny. The left were presenting her, oh, she just officiated a wedding the other day. This woman has been sick for the better part of a decade. She easily should have retired by the time she was 70 years old. The Democrats begged her to retire, and she wouldn't do it. And now, they're all up in arms. I'm not going to celebrate that. Now, I hope her family has peace and that those who love, you know, love her find comfort in her death, but that's all you're going to get from it.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Radio show.
And it didn't cause us a death.
Oh, it's already started.
Kevin's being callous.
Yeah, Kevin's being callous. A lot of old white women died the day that RBG died, notorious RBG died, and we aren't discussing any of them or their families. I don't know who they are. I have no idea the impact that they had in my life or the lives of others, the butterfly effect. But here's what I will tell you. I've met many of these older white women, conservative women, and you know what they've done? They've helped families. I know of an old white woman. She and her family have, fostered 8 black children, sent them to college. These kids have got an amazing start. Kids that had lives that were devastated. And these people took them in, an old white woman. God bless you, Shelley and T. Appreciate what you do. I know a lot of old white women who are doing things that impact the community at large, and I can see the results. No movies are ever going to be made about them. Nobody's going to celebrate them at their funerals outside of a few people that knew them and knew them well. But I know their deeds. I know their actions, and they've not hurt anybody. And while I'll give RBG credit that Melissa says she looked at her record, and she says she always references the Constitution. in her dealings with, you know, case law and stuff like that. Fine, you can reference the Constitution, but when you're misinterpreting it, you're not going to impress me. I've seen the devastation that these leftists have done in communities. We are living it right now with these Chad chop zones and all this other stuff. But I'll tell you this, Friday was the worst day for the Democrats since Justice Kavanaugh's appointment. When Bloomberg tweeted, U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg died Friday evening of complications from pancreatic cancer. Democrats, you got no excuses. You've seen this coming. You had RBG. You made her bigger than life. You wanted her to hang on, and she did. And you know what should have happened? She should have left this post years ago. They begged her to under Obama. She should have left a year or two in Trump's presidency, but she hung in there. Why? Not because she wanted to do the nation any good. She wasn't doing anything. It was her clerks doing all the work. They were hiding this woman the same way they hide Joe Biden, and they wanted to make us believe that she was in good health. An 80-something-year-old woman who's a cancer survivor, barely, and she's in good health, the same way Joe Biden's brain functions properly, right? We knew this day was going to come, and it was going to come during President Trump's term, and if she was going to do the nation a favor, she would have done this, not died, but she would have left years ago so she could spend whatever time she had left on this earth living it in a good way. Living it with family, surrounded by friends. No, she wanted to hang on. Somebody said that her last, one of the last statements she made was she wished that she could survive this presidency or something like that. I don't know. It was alluding to that. I don't believe it. I don't even believe the statement was made. If she's really that callous to where she, on her deathbed, she's saying, oh my gosh, I can't believe Trump could replace me, oh, and die. I don't believe it. I believe that's more propaganda. Anyway, she refused to leave. And now the Democrats are, they're for, what are we going to do? Oh my gosh. This lady hung on longer than anybody would have imagined. I mean, holy cow. Multiple bouts of cancer. All these false reports that she's back on the job. She's been in the hospital. Oh, it was a simple procedure, but now she's back on the job. She's adjudicating. She's doing her thing. I figure next thing we would see, because we had a meme of her lifting weights, like squatting. Why not have her hip-hop dancing on Dancing with the Stars or something? Because they made her sound like she was just the picture of health. How many 87-year-old people do you know who are the picture? The only person who I think is going to be 87 years old in the picture of health is Donald Trump. He'll look 30. Dude ages in reverse, as you guys have heard me say. More subterfuge, folks. The Democrats, one you believe in, an 80-something-year-old woman battling one of the worst types of cancer, pancreatic cancer, was ready to be an Olympian. Ruth Bader Ginsburg challenges Usain Bolt for superiority in the 100-meter dash. I mean, this woman was Hercules, Superman, and I don't know, a Titan, what was her name? Achilles rolled into one, according to the left. You know what the only thing that shocked me the most when I got this news? That they didn't credit her death to COVID. She's got stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Ruth Bader Ginsburg succumbs to COVID. Kevin, you seem like you're a little callous. I'm not. I sympathize. As seeing an old white lady, a frail old white lady die without knowing her name, whether it's Ruth Bader Ginsburg or Judy Smothers, I sympathize. If I were, I mean, I'm a real sensitive dude. I tell you, I'm as sensitive as I am mean-spirited when I'm pissed. But if I were at your great-grandma's funeral and I was watching all y'all cry, I'd be crying. I'd be like, oh, man, I'm so sorry. Because I can empathize. I feel bad for RBG's family and all this. But, you know, it is what it is. And because she's a public figure, you know, and a justice who has not given us justice, she's been a staunch vote on the left. Not even a real, in my opinion, not serious consideration about the needs of others. For example, this latest thing where they said sex can be determined by what a person thinks. This June decision. RBG. Who in the heck would vote for something like that? There are four people ideologically on the other side of an issue that there's not men and women and a few other aberrant things. But no, you can choose your sex and you can, change yourself into this or that. Scalia wrote in Alito wrote in an opinion about it. He says this is one of the most far-reaching, crazy things we've ever done is a Supreme Court. And Roberts sided with him. The scales of justice, folks, will finally flip. And Roberts, Chief Justice Roberts, may get from under his blackmail now that the court will really be a 5-4 court in favor of sanity, i.e. in favor of conservatives. I'll give Ginsburg credit. She sticks to her beliefs, even though they're twisted. You know, she references, as I said, she referenced her doctrine. Her doctrine is as it related to her interpretation of the Constitution. She exercised the height of white privilege, holding on to a job decades longer than she should have. And now, leftists are crying. Yeah, they're crying. Oh, man, I can't believe Trump's going to replace her. And now we're going to get into a whole nother series of battles. If you think they gunned for Trump before, well, you ain't black. These hapless clowns know the stakes here. They are not going. I mean, they are going to double down, triple down, bet the farm, pull off watches and rings. I'm all in. This is going to eat up a lot of news cycles. And the aftermath of this is going to resonate because it's game on. They're going to talk about us being hypocrites. Well, so be it.
Jackson Radio Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump making it clear again this morning he wants to quickly fill the Supreme Court seat left vacant by Friday's passing of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, saying the announcement of his nominee is probably just days away.
I think it'll be on Friday or Saturday.
Trump telling Fox and Friends he'd be able to announce a nominee sooner, but wants to respect the late justice.
We will have probably services on Thursday or Friday, as I understand it. And I think, in all due respect, we should wait till the services are open.
Stocks beginning the week with a major sell-off. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been more than 850 points lower during early trading. Texas is preparing for tropical storm conditions from Beta. The storm picking up speed as it heads towards the central Texas coast. It's expected to make landfall later today. This is USA Radio News. Over 100,000 acres have now burned from the Bobcat Fire in the mountains northeast of Los Angeles. At the L.A. County Fire Department, Sky Cornell says some terrain is very treacherous and firefighters are being held back from certain areas.
You've got terrain that is this steep and so difficult to get to, nearly impossible in some areas just because it's just too dangerous to have our firefighters go across that steep of a terrain.
A white business owner charged with manslaughter for fatally shooting a black man during a May 30th protest in Omaha has died by suicide days after his indictment. Lawyers for Jacob Gardner saying his body was found Sunday outside a medical clinic in Hillsboro, Oregon. The U.S. Department of Justice now classifying three cities as jurisdictions of violence and property destruction, saying in a statement today, the local leadership in New York City, Portland, Oregon, and Seattle have been permitting persistent violence and destruction of property. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Donald Trump puts out a new list of potential SCOTUS choices just prior to RBG dying. This dude is a psychic. I'm just saying. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to thekevinjacksonshow.com. 844-551-8255. Wow. Publishes that list. He's got some great names on there. Tom Cotton, Ted Cruz, both of them have respectfully declined. I'm kind of glad because I don't want to lose any senators in this whole thing. But I looked at the Melissa looked at the list and was giving me some suggestions on who to talk about. But that's all coming up. We're going to eat up a lot of news cycles with the death of notorious RBG. I mean, Democrats are... Let's just say the suicide hotlines were burning up over the weekend. But I was talking about the behavior. And by the way, I say rest in peace, RBG. R.I.P. RBG, okay? And I'll even, when I have a drink, I'll have one tonight and I'll pour a little bit out for old RBG. Yeah, that's how we do. That's how we honor the dead in the black community. Pour a little bit of, you know, for the brothers and sisters. For the cause. Because I don't have any animosity towards her at all. I have animosity towards her decisions. As a SCOTUS judge, somebody who has wields a lot of power, and did so well beyond the time that she should have given up the job. It's like McCain. How long do you want to be a senator, dude? Well, you got worth millions of dollars, multiple houses. You got your so-called trophy wife. Go live your life, man. But no, too much. I can't give up the power. And that was RBG. Begged from the left to do this. So anyway, she passes. I don't think any real conservative would say anything negative about her. I don't have anything negative to say about her as a human being. I do not. First of all, I don't know her well enough. Secondly, the part that I do know about her, I respect. I don't agree with her, but I respect her. I respect her fight. I respect what she accomplished. I don't know how she did it. But she did. She got her little piece of Americana. Good for her. And she will be in the history books forever. Even with revisionist history, they will still honor her. And in that respect, I do as well. But I don't like her decisions. And that's okay. Doesn't make me a bad guy. But let me tell you what the left do. They go much further. When we lose people, they hate it. I played a clip earlier about this Trump guy getting killed in Portland, and the lady says, well, don't be a Trump supporter in Portland, or you will be killed. I have no sympathy. We can agree on everything else, but if you support Trump, you need a bullet in your head. Two, in fact. Let's make sure you die. Of course, it'll be coded to COVID, the Wu flu. Anyway, I went back and looked, and I said, let's look at some of the people, the reactions when Scalia died, for example. Now, we already know they tried to kill Scalise during a softball game or a baseball game. We know what leftists are willing to do. They will drag you out of your vehicle and beat you into a coma if they don't kill you. And they won't even think twice about it. They will sleep as soundly as somebody put in a coma. They don't care. Anyway, in an audio appearance before the AFL-CIO in Cleveland, the former Ohio governor said this. He said, he started saying he didn't wish anyone ill, but Scalia's death happened at a good time for union workers. And the crowd laughed. Scalia's son Christopher tweeted, stay classy. This guy's name is Ted Strickland. He says, and you ghouls giggling along. Giggling at the death of Christopher Scalia's father's, or I say, at the death of Christopher Scalia's father, and he responds, yeah, what ghouls? Who does this? Strickland later said in a statement, it was an insensitive remark and I apologize. Yeah, do you believe him? Think he's sincere? You think all the people that were, you know, and I've got them here. We're going to talk about them. You think that they really care about Scalia's death? Here's some of the respect that the leftists showed within minutes of the announcement of Scalia's death. They were celebrating. Yeah, these humanists, right? The ones that talk about humanity, the ones that talk about tolerance, the ones that talk about showing each other respect and having the conversation. They went to Twitter minutes after Scalia died. This is not like, let me think about it, etc. And here's what a guy named Chaka L. DeBars tweeted on February 13th. He says, if he dies during Black History Month, I'll never question God again. Fingers crossed, Clarence Thomas is next. That's what this tolerant leftist put. And again, I'm going to repeat this. If you are a true conservative, you would never put something like that about the death of RBG. I wouldn't put something like that about the death of Michelle Obama, Barack Obama, many of these people that I can't stand, James Comey. I wouldn't do anything. It would be, you know what? Rest in peace, James Comey. Rest in peace, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton. They're scoundrels. But you know what? You're gone. Your time on earth is ended. It's between you and God. Here's what somebody else said. Maybe in death, Scalia will meet the original Constitution framers and find out their true intent, assuming they too are burning in hell. That's what Lindsey Goldwert tweeted moments after Scalia died. Because, you know, these Democrats, these leftists, these plutopians, they are so, you know, all about, you know, respecting the role, etc. Let's see what this one said. I will not mourn a monster who was relentless in his attempts to destroy the fabric of American society for the past 30 years. Yeah? I get it. I sympathize a little bit with that remark in the sense that I won't mourn somebody, in the case of RBG, who was ideologically different than I am. But here's what I won't tell you. I won't say she's a monster. If he had said, I will not mourn a man who I have philosophical difference with over the past 30 years, I'm not going to mourn that guy. I get it. I think there's a lot more vitriol with that tweet than what I was saying earlier, because I do feel for Ginsburg's family, and I feel for her too. I mean, we all got to die. Frankly, I've analyzed the subject of death quite a bit, and I would not want to live forever. There are people that go, I want to live forever. No, you don't. I promise you, you don't. Your mind is not geared to want to live forever. Just think about it a little bit. watching all your friends die, watching your kids die, watching all the things that are going to happen to people, contemplating every day, am I going to be in this situation, you know, for forever? Whatever your situation is, maybe you're poor. You have no prospects. I mean, let's face it, if you're going to live forever, you could certainly strategize quite a bit. But what if you got kidnapped and got stuck in somebody's dungeon? Would you want to live forever then? I mean, it's ridiculous. Think about it. The body is programmed to want it to make its exit plan. And we should all understand that. And here's the other thing about it. And this is the way I look at it. I'm going to get bad mouthed when I die. There's no question about it, because there's always going to be leftists and they have no respect for human beings. But, and I don't have to, you know, you obviously don't care about it that you're going to get bad mouthed, but we're all going to die. So you would hope that there'd be at least that moment where people go, I respect your role as a human being. Now, as I said earlier, RBG probably did a lot of great things. I don't know what they are, because I only know the big stuff that she did, and it did not help me. It did not help the country in the way that I see it. But maybe there are people that she impacted, and I defer there. I give her deference there. You know, I've been around, as I said, other people who I've witnessed helping individuals, and I will mourn their deaths. But I don't know enough about her to feel any different than if I picked up the obituaries in my hometown and said, oh my gosh, this old white lady died. I feel for her family and I feel for her. That's the way I see it. Here's one more from Scalia. It says, I'll say my piece now. Antonin Scalia was an amazing mind who used his brilliance for bigotry, racism, homophobia, and sexism. And for the record, folks, there were hundreds, if not thousands. I just picked a few of these just to show you how tolerant they were during the death of Antonin Scalia.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Now we get a chance to see just how much President Donald Trump has impacted the Republicans. Is it as much as we hope? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. The death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is now occupying the news cycle. The next day after her death, that Saturday, I got up and I looked at the headlines, and you know, Google still tries to influence you in other ways, you know, to tell you some crazy Trump poll, or I should say Biden poll. But it was dominated by RBG, and it will be for some news cycles, because now we get into the strategy, the strategery of it all, right? Because there's a great opportunity for the party to free the slaves. That would be the Republican Party for you leftists listening. During Obama's second term, America lost an iconic justice, Antonin Scalia. I think one of his best friends was RBG. Anyway, the Republicans held the Senate
And so they slow walked that vote. I think it was 14 months between the time Scalia died and when we actually replaced him with who replaced him? It wasn't Kavanaugh? It was I wasn't Alito. Can't remember. Anyway, I'll think of it. So the Democrats pretended to be outraged at the time that Barack Obama didn't get a vote on his guy. I forget the guy's name, but they bring him up all the time. But they secretly didn't give a crap. They didn't. It was all a pomp and circumstance. It was all just made up outrage because they figured Hillary Clinton's going to win. And if she's going to win, we'll get who we want anyway. Well, didn't quite work out that way. And I can see the guy that Trump appointed, but I can't remember his name. Kavanaugh has become more synonymous with Trump just because of all the hassle that he had to go through. But I can see the other guy. Anyway, Republicans are in similar territory now, except they still control the Senate. And here's what I'm going to tell you. If the Democrats had controlled the Senate in 2016, that justice that Barack Obama, oh man, I almost had his name, that he would have appointed, that guy would be the judge. Right now, he'd be sitting on the bench. So as I say, to the victor goes the spoils. Now McConnell gets the opportunity to do the opposite of what he did in 2016. And normally, I'll be honest with you, I would be going, that's very hypocritical of McConnell. And the leftists have already said, it would be hypocritical for you to do this. You didn't do this in 2016, Mitch. But I say, Mitch McConnell will indeed be a hypocrite, but he's going to be our hypocrite. And if he's learned anything from Trump, he will proudly do his job and burn the Democrats in the process. Go Mitch McConnell. Now, here's what MSNBC reported of this fierce battle that's going to come up. They said, President Trump's nominee will receive a vote on the floor of the U.S. Senate, McConnell proclaimed Friday night, without providing a time frame for action by the Senate. That confirmed McConnell's prior insistence that he would do so in an election year, despite blocking Barack Obama's efforts to nominate a successor to Justice Antonin Scalia in February of 2016, 10 months before that year's presidential election. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer urged McConnell to await the results of the elections that are less than 2 months from now. He quoted McConnell's 2016 tweet saying, "The American people should have a voice in the selection of the next Supreme Court justice. Therefore, this vacancy should not be filled until we have a new president." I just love the hypocrisy of being the winners. If Hillary Clinton won, this discussion isn't even happening. Her second term, her first term could have been a train wreck, a tornado through the trailer park, and they would still be shoehorning. Schumer would be shoehorning a candidate through, fast-tracking it like you wouldn't believe. Look, I know what people are saying. Kevin, but what about when the Democrats control the Senate? They can do it to us. Yeah, and they will. That's the point. No more high road BS, folks. We need Republicans that have a pair of steel magnolias, okay? And Republicans need to be able to put those steel magnolias in a pillowcase and get the whomp in the heads of these Democrats, because no more softball. Now, look, the point's going to be moot because Trump's going to win. But the Democrats are going to try to use this as a political ploy against the Trump campaign. And I'm going to warn the Democrats in advance, it's not going to work. The more that they claim that Trump could lose when they show the polls, the more that they validate the choice to call the vote. Now, they would say, well, no, we want, the people need to do it. This is what they've decided and all that. No, no, no. If it's my term and it's going to end in less than 2 months, well, then I want my judge in. Too bad. To the victor go the spoils. Not going to matter. I'm just telling you, it's not going to matter. Democrats have a rock and a hard place. They can either let people believe that Trump is going to lose or that he's winning, and thus it's a moot point. If they say he's losing, Trump says, well, if I'm losing, I want my justice in. If I'm winning, well, then justice will have been served, right? Pardon the pun. So here's what's happening right now. The Democrats are testing focus groups. They want to know, is this going to impact the election? Is this going to impact your choice? And then, simultaneously, they will launch a massive media campaign against McConnell, against the Republicans, against Donald Trump, and all of the SCOTUS choices that Trump has already listed. And I said something earlier about that, that Donald Trump, days before Ruth Bader Ginsburg dies, puts out his new list of potential SCOTUS judges. I'm just saying, man, if I were the Democrats, I'd leave that man alone, because God is telling him what to do and when to do it. It's uncanny, his timing for this stuff. None of these things that the Democrats are going to do are going to work. They can try their focus groups. They can put out this campaign. It's not going to work if McConnell holds firm, because Trump, it will essentially tell them, you stick to this and it's going to be the right move for us. Presidents have a few chances at a legacy. Now, Barack Obama, he got two Supreme Court justices in, Kagan and Sotomayor. That's all he's known for. I mean, Obamacare and those two things, and being the worst president in history. That's what he's known for. But those Supreme Court justices will survive him no matter what. Now, I know we were talking about, ooh, we wish we'd gotten McCain or Romney. You know what we would have gotten? Mealy-mouthed Supreme Court justices. I'm happy Barack Obama was able to do that, to show us how bad you can make a judge decision. And then you get Trump that comes in and knocks it out of the park. Gorsuch. That's who I was trying to think of. Gorsuch. Anyway, it's a legacy. Those SCOTUS choices are legacies. And Trump knows what the shape of the court would mean if he has another conservative judge. He's already reshaped the federal and the district courts. And the impacts of those choices have been astounding already. He has reshaped the Ninth Circuit in California to where it is not just some leftist boilerplate rubber stamp to leftism. It is now actually looking at cases. I mean, it's amazing to see. So this next judge, and by the way, 4 years, don't be surprised if he gets one more. The Democrats are flipping out over 6-3. Wait till it's 7-2. Anyway, they're going to claim that the Republicans are hypocrites, but I'll tell you, I'm just going to tell you, they're not being hypocritical. They're just being politicians. And now that the shoe is on the other foot, the Republicans need to take it, replace it with a boot with a steel tip on it, and start kicking some Democrat butt. That's what needs to happen. Rick Scott, who was former governor of Florida and became a senator, said it would be irresponsible to allow an extended vacancy on the Supreme Court. So he's already hinting what he's going to do. We have a rhino contention. We got Romney, we got Murkowski, we got Collins. But you know what? The Senate is 53-45. We can deal with three rhinos. Because if it happens, get Vice President Pence breaks the tie, no harm, no foul. So we're in the driver's seat. Let's keep it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.